Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Tankar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor, the Tankar's Tavern blog. Thankfully, unlike ShireCon, I have not lost my voice. I can feel a scratch going on. Is that one day con? Excuse me. Yeah, you see, that's a scratch. That killed me. So I am home from Game Hole. The return trip was relatively uneventful. Always a good thing. And as always, it is like the longest goodbye. Just start saying goodbyes to people on Sunday, even though you're leaving on Monday morning, because other people are leaving on Sunday. And it's nice and it's depressing because these are your friends. And now you're not going to see them again until, I don't know, some of them February at TotalCon, others GaryCon in March. So, yeah. Now, as for me right now, my ass is beat. It is roughly 10:25 in the evening on Monday night. The Giants are kind of still in the game with the Cowboys. I don't expect that to last, but, you know, they're playing okay for a New York team this football season. But I am ass beat. My body knows I'm home. And it just wants to crawl in the bed. Of course, our doggy Donka. Yes, Donka, you heard that. You've probably heard Donka on prior podcasts with the yap, 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 yap. She missed us. Ashley, she missed us too, but she decided to show mommy more attention than daddy because she's pissed at daddy. Because I went away. Well, it's not Rachel, but it's more personal with me because she was mine before we got married. But I came home and there were goodies waiting. And that's almost like Christmas when you can come home after away at a convention for 5 or 6 days. And you see boxes and shipping bags piled up. Yes. You know, Joe the lawyer, shout out is to you. Yes, it was some more pickle juice in one of them. Because Joe showed me a way to deal with my freaking cramping in my calves. And pickle juice does do wonders. Gotta get in. I guess I have to order it in TSA approved shots next time before flying. What else? Two new fleecy hoodies for Rach and I. Oh yes, bacon jerky. I think I will have to make a point of bringing bacon jerky to the next convention I go to. It ain't cheap, even when I find it on sale. But bacon jerky is the fucking bomb. If you like bacon, it's like bacon on demand. If you like jerky, it's like bacon on demand. It is awesome. But not only was that waiting for me, which is awesome, why I ate some during football tonight, I also had a package from none other than Osprey Games. Now, if you haven't heard, Osprey is going to be releasing two new RPGs this December. The first one that I pulled out because I happened to recognize Scott Malthouse's name. He used to be very active in the Tunnels and Trolls community. But Scott has done Romance of the Perilous Land. Now, I'm holding this fucking book in my hands. I don't know if you can hear the pages go. But for those that like digest-sized books or don't like full-size books, this book is the size of a hardcover novel. And it's got full-color pages. Page count comes out to be about, I don't know, 250, 260 pages. Romance of the Perilous Land is role-playing in the world of British folklore. Now, that on itself is pretty cool. But Scott also has the OGL in the back. When I haven't done more than flip through these books. And by the way, there is it's full-color pages, and part of the background art or graphic is to make these pages look weathered, and it works. And it doesn't obstruct my reading, which I'm a pain in the ass about. But, yes, you have the OGL, the Wizards of the Coast OGL, and you can even see from the OGL, it references the 5e SRD. Interesting, right? And the Black Hack. So Scott's influences are pretty good. Now, he's got hit dice and hit points and damages mostly, you know, using D6 or D4 or whatever. Armor points replaces armor class. If you, and again, this is just for me flipping through this because he did change around some of the ability titles. But it appears to me if you've played D20 games in the past, OSR, 5e, you should probably pick this up pretty easily, or at least easier than I pick up most new games these days. I'm going to be putting my ass in gear and reading this. The artwork is very nice. It's full color, but it is not going to smack you in the face. But you don't really need art always to smack you in the face. Sometimes you just want art that is clean and serviceable. The other book. Yes, you heard that, right? Landing on a table. Comes in at nearly 300 pages. This book, though, is Paleomythic. And Paleomythic sells itself as a role-playing game of stone and sorcery. Which really is a takeoff of what? Sword and sorcery. But instead, you are in a prehistoric world. And I'm looking at the back cover here, and I see two individuals that could fit very well in an Aztec-type setting, which is really fucking cool. This is by Graham Rose. Now, I don't know Graham Rose's history when it comes to RPGs. I can't speak from experience with him. Like I said, Scott, he's been, he was fairly prolific in the Silence and Trolls community, so I'm looking forward to that. This looks really interesting. Now, I am going to make a comment. This is, again, as usual, talking out of my ass. But I got to see how well these systems really fit the setting, or could they have just done a setting and then, you know, used vanilla 5e or some other OSR game. Paleomythic uses a D6 system, and it's not the open D6, but it just uses D6, and that should be an interesting approach. And I'll be honest with you, I do like the idea of systems that only use D6. Because it really does lower the bar of entry. And I know there are some people like, ah, fuck that. You know, if people aren't willing to invest in the dice. But no, man, I mean, I was struggling when I put together Swords and Wizardry Light. I wanted a way to get those numbers to work with just D6s. It lowers the entry bar, and lowering the entry bar is good. So, I got my work cut out for me. You know, and this is exciting. And I was like, but, and these things will release next month, which I guess gives me 4 weeks to get this shit together, but I'd like to get it done before that. But again, I want to thank Osprey Books. They had reached out, they reached out to me a couple months ago and asked me if I'd be interested in giving these books a read. And dude, I'm sure as hell would. So I have them. I will do so. All right, folks. I am going to...
I'm going to yawn in your fucking faces.
I'm going to wrap this up. I'm going to peek at the football see if it's worth me trying to put caffeine in me to make it to the end of the game. I don't think it will be worth it. Never has been this year for me. So I will probably go to sleep early. As always, folks, be safe, be well, God bless, roll those dice. And I will talk with you all tomorrow. Later, folks.